This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The trouble in Libya may be reminding American diplomats of the old advice to know your enemies. For many years, the United States did not have an embassy in Libya, which was often an opponent of the United States. Ties were renewed only a few years ago. And so, with that relatively limited experience, the U.S. is scrambling to identify friends in Libya, people who could take over if Muammar Gaddafi loses power. The search is further complicated because Gaddafi has never tolerated opposition, keeping his opponents below the surface. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
When the authoritarian regimes in Tunisia and Egypt crumbled under the weight of widespread protests, the U.S. could take some comfort in knowing and having contact with the people and institutions that would temporarily fill the void. Libya is a whole different situation. Relations between Washington and the Gaddafi regime have been turbulent over the decades, says Frederick Wary, a senior policy analyst at the RAND Corporation who recently returned from Libya.
You have to remember that relations began really in early 2009 with the opening of the embassy, and they've been quite incremental since then. And much of the evolution of the relationship has been held hostage to Gaddafi's whims.
Wary says for the past four decades, Libya has been an incredibly centralized state. All decisions had to run through Gaddafi. That made it difficult for the U.S. to get a sense of whom to engage beyond Gaddafi. Diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks showed that U.S. embassy staff in Tripoli were only beginning to get a grasp of Libya's key players and their allegiances, says Dirk van der Walle, an associate professor of government at Dartmouth and the author of the book A History of Modern Libya. Van der Walle says this has hampered U.S. efforts to identify who may emerge as the next leader.
I don't think the U.S. government at this point really has a very precise inkling of who's out there. And I just kind of hope that as some of these people come forward, you know, that we're picking the right ones. I think there are lots of opportunities here for, betting on the wrong horse.
Van der Walle says as Gaddafi's regime crumbles, some figures could present themselves as the country's savior. Parts of his inner circle that have defected, tribal leaders, monarchists, even some charismatic local leaders in the cities now held by anti-government forces. Whether they have the political skills to form a governing coalition and the administrative experience to run a country is not clear. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told NPR the Obama administration is very conscious of the uncertainty that lies beyond Gaddafi's regime.
You really don't have anyone emerging. But there is an effort in the East around Benghazi to try to begin putting together what's called an executive council, and we'll be certainly, along with others, reaching out to them to see how we can help.
Part of the problem facing the U.S. and its allies is that through his four decades in power, Gaddafi equated political opposition with treason. Again, the RAND Corporation's Frederick Wary.
He quashed that quite successfully. The general institutions that are needed for normal governance, especially in a democracy, I mean, trade unions, civil society, municipal councils, these were all effectively, you know, abolished or non-existent.
Dartmouth's van der Walle says the U.S. could reach out beyond Libya's borders. There are more than 100,000 Libyan exiles living in the U.S., Britain, and other Western nations. Van der Walle says some left in the early 1970s, not long after Gaddafi came to power.
The problem, of course, is that a lot of the figures, because they have been outside of the country for so long, that they no longer really carry either recognition among Libyans or legitimacy because they've been gone for so long. So we could find some figures, but again, a very, very difficult task, I think.
Van der Walle says the U.S. must strike a fine balance by trying to identify potential new leaders without appearing to be manipulating the situation. He says it's up to the Libyans to decide who will next lead their country, even if it's messy and violent in the immediate aftermath of the fall of Gaddafi's regime. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.